Because it's in the north. And you know what? If you look at that star, it's always in the north, isn't it? So it's not real. Stars just don't move like that from our perspective where we are on the earth, at least overnight. Maybe over years, they do. So how could a star outside the earth's atmosphere appear to stop somewhere? And second, have you ever seen a star in your lifetime move, stop, and then change directions and move again? Think about it. Well, see, I believe, and this is just Eric, that Matthew is describing a miraculous event within the earth's atmosphere directed behind the scenes by God. Again, God can do anything God wants to do. But when you read Scripture and how this thing moved around and suddenly stopped over Jesus, to me it's, I don't know, an angel, a group of angels, it's something that God was directing in the earth's atmosphere. Because it went west to guide the wise men to Jerusalem, it remains stationary while they're in Jerusalem and then moves almost straight south, leads them not only to Bethlehem but to the precise location of Jesus where it stood still to mark the designated spot. All right? Well, let's move on. What did Mary ride when she and Joseph went from Nazareth to Bethlehem? A donkey? A donkey? Is that right? Okay, now we're going to have to turn to Luke. Let's turn to Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. God's calling, saying, "Your pastor is messed up. Don't even." Chapter 2 of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world would be registered. This was the first registration, etc., etc. Verse 3, all went to their own towns to be registered. 4, Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth. Now, wait a minute. It never mentions them riding anything, does it? But how about the Bible? Some of those children's Bibles, it even has her on the donkey, doesn't it? Well, folks, Scripture's silent. We really don't know if Mary is writing anything. As a matter of fact, there's only one time in the New Testament where Scripture specifically says that someone is riding an animal. Anybody want to venture a guess? Yeah, Hosanna. Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is when we celebrate Jesus riding a donkey in Jerusalem. And that's the only time we ever hear. Now, but let's think about something for a minute. Now, men, if you raise your hand on this, I'm going to really be scared here. Has anyone here ever ridden a donkey or a horse when you're pregnant? Yeah, how about 9 months pregnant or thereabouts? When Jamie was pregnant, from the time she was about 7.5 months pregnant on, she would say, "You know, Eric, I am 10 months pregnant." She felt like she was 10 months pregnant. And she was not happy in a nice, comfortable pickup whenever we were driving from one town to another. And ladies, you probably understand that. But my understanding is, over the years talking to ladies who have actually carried babies, since I have not, it's much more comfortable, unless you have an absolutely huge baby, it's much more comfortable for you to walk and rest than it is to ride, especially something like an animal or a horse or a camel or whatever. And so more than likely they walked probably from where they were to Bethlehem. But we need to remember